weekdays from 4.
105 Drive with Julian Clover.
Seeing you home.
Cambridge City Council needs to save £6 million from its housing budget over the next 5 years if it wants to make ends meet. The council says it's unlikely it will be able to build any more council houses in the near future. Kevin Price is the executive councillor for housing, and I spoke to him a little earlier. Kevin, good afternoon. Is this effectively the end of council housing in Cambridge?
Julian, good afternoon. It's certainly the end of council housing for a while in Cambridge. I mean, we do have some in the pipeline already, and they won't be affected. That's money that we already have that's been committed to.
So these are ones which I think have been announced over the last few months or so?
Yes, indeed, yes. But beyond that, it is difficult to see how we can achieve building any more council houses given the constraints put upon us in the July emergency budget by George Osborne.
How did we get here? Because it's not just the emergency budget put forward. There's been, I guess, a long history of council houses being sold off and lack of replacement housing stock to take their place.
That's absolutely true. From the beginning of Right to Buy in 1980, since then, the Cambridge City Council and many councils across the country have had to sell off half their stock. We used to have around about 14,500 homes. We now have just over 7. At the beginning, councils didn't get any of the money back for investing in new build. They were allowed a certain amount to use for maintenance of the existing properties. In more recent times, we have been allowed to have money from the Right to Buy receipts, but only to go to 30% of a new build. So 30% of any new build could be used from Right to Buy receipts, and we had to match fund the extra 70%, which we did from, or have been doing, from our reserves and, you know, knowing what our income is and putting some of that money towards it.
So you would effectively, you'd have to sell, let me try and do the math in my head, never the strongest subject, but you'd basically have to sell 4 council houses and find match funding on top of that in order to build one new home.
Effectively, yes, and it hasn't ever worked out like that. I mean, I think nationally it's 9 to 1. So 9 have been sold and 1 has been replaced.
Mm.
Like I said, we had plans, and you know, the reason it's got much worse is because what seems like good news for tenants in the budget of a 1% reduction in their rent actually means around about a 4% reduction in income for the council.
So who takes the hit on that? Does the city council takes the hit? It's not going to be national funding which gets affected, is it?
No, the city council takes the hit on that. So we are planning now or budgeting now for a £15 million less in income than we were expecting. And we have to take £6 million out of our base budget over the next 4 years.
So this is not just going to be new council houses that get affected. I understand that also there's going to be a reduction in the maintenance on existing council stock, which, you know, isn't going to do too much good if some poor tenant accidentally breaks a window.
If somebody accidentally breaks a window, that would be the emergency repairs.
Yeah, fair comment. But one might
there would be money for that.
Of course, but you might assume a scenario when I don't know, painting gets delayed for a year or so, for example.
That's right, and roofs won't be replaced like they are, and we will have to be looking at kitchens lasting longer and bathrooms lasting longer, which of course for tenants is not good news. But we are now having to manage on less money than we thought we had. You know, the City Council, along with many other councils, took on a portion of the nation's housing debt And as such, we have borrowed some £215 million payable back over 30 years. We had a 30-year business plan. You know, everything was taken into account. We knew what we were doing. The previous administration of the council took this on, and we have carried on with it. But it's not just the 1% reduction in rent. The government are also giving the right to buy to housing association tenants for the first time, and they will be getting the same discount that that council house tenants get, which is a maximum of £77,000 at the moment. The way the government are funding that discount is making local authorities, or stockholding local authorities like Cambridge City Council, making us sell off what they're calling our high-value properties, which we estimate at the moment, based on what we know, we will lose something like 2,000 of the remaining 7,000 properties in the next 10 years. Right. So it's not only a loss of income from rent, it's a loss of income from properties. And those properties sold, we don't get any of the money back. It all goes to the government.
And of course, all of this isn't going to help somebody listening, perhaps in a family who's desperately wanting to get some accommodation at an affordable price, is taking a look in the local paper, I think it's their property day today, and thinking, well, I'm not going to be able to afford this ever.
That's pretty much the size of it, I'm afraid. We have just over 2,000 people on our housing needs register, all waiting to be housed. Once we have to sell these, we're forced to sell these properties, and it's only on relet. I mean, we're not being forced to sell houses with tenants in them. But when tenants move, and the property is above this price range, we will have to sell it then. So it won't be there to relet. So people will be waiting far longer for a council house.
There's a dreadful mismatch, I feel, here. On the one hand, you're not allowed to don't have the income to build further council housing stock. We hear in the paper this week the number of empty new properties which have been built, and at the same time you mentioned the number of people on the housing register. One kind of feels that somebody's got to do something about it. If the councillor's being prevented from doing so, who is going to help?
Well, the only people that can help is central government. But that would mean they would have to admit that they're wrong in what they're doing. And a cynical view, or my view, is that they have done this deliberately. This is ideological. They are opposed to council housing. They don't like council housing, and they would like to see an end to it. And they're pretty much going down those lines. The housing minister spoke this week and said, we've got to build a million homes in the next 5 years. That's not going to happen without councils building. It's never happened yet without councils building. There was a time when Labour governments and Tory governments in pre-election in the 50s, after sort of post-war, would fall over each other to say who would build the most council houses. And of course, that doesn't happen anymore. The Tories just aren't interested in building houses for people on very low incomes.